My brothers and sisters in Christ, blessed Easter to all of you. We made it through Lent. Congratulations. We're up early in the morning, and this is the time of day when Mary Magdalene would have gone to that tomb. And we know that she wouldn't have gone yesterday because it was the Sabbath. Nobody walked any extra distance on the Sabbath. So Mary Magdalene loved Jesus the most. We know that. And so she went as early as she could with her spices to go and anoint his body behind that tomb. And she didn't know how she was going to get that stone rolled back. And what was her amazement? What was her amazement when she saw that that stone had already been rolled back? She was the first witness, and then, of course, told Peter and John, who ran to the tomb and found that just as she said. My brothers and sisters, this is what makes us Christians. We believe that Jesus Christ, yes, he suffered, yes, he died. We put that image in front of us at all times, but that he rose from the dead. Not just his spirit, not just to make ourselves feel good. It happened. Jesus himself, his body, physically rose from the dead. You heard in that first reading that the apostles actually ate with him. How could they eat with him? How could they have food with him if his body hadn't risen from the dead? How could, and we'll hear it next week, how could Thomas have put his hands into Jesus' side and into his wounds if Jesus himself, if his body wasn't risen from the dead? And so this is a profound mystery to us. This is a claim that only Christians have, that we believe most certainly that his body is risen from the dead, that we won't find a place ever, no matter how hard archaeologists dig, they will not find a tomb of Jesus Christ that contains his body or the remains of his body. Because we know that his body is truly risen. Jesus is risen. That's why we say alleluia. This is why we can't contain our joy. Because the earth couldn't contain the body of Christ. He had to rise up. The disciples touched him. They spoke to him. And then they saw him rise up into heaven. Jesus is truly risen. This makes all the difference for us. This makes all the difference for us. It makes us willing to approach our death with much more confidence. How serious is death? We experience it all too often. Friends, family, loved ones. Perhaps even some of those that we know are approaching death. But we look at death different than everyone else because we know very firmly that it is not the end. We don't just say that. We believe that. We see that when a person dies, that it changes their life. It is not an end. And even as their body dies, we go with Mary Magdalene and we anoint their body because their body is still holy. And so how important it is for us to respect the human body. Even when it is sick, even once it has died, we still respect it. We don't just discard our bodies. Because we are baptized into Christ. Last night, the bishop blessed the new water for Easter. You can use it on your way out. We are baptized into Christ. We are baptized into his death. And we will rise with him. At the beginning of Lent, every one of us put those ashes on our forehead. And we said, remember that you are dust and unto dust you shall return. In other words, remember that you're going to die. Today, we realize that that was not just a sad, depressing saying. We did that confidently because we knew that we had that power to rise with him and that our Lord would be with us every step of the way. When we take up our cross and when we follow him, even if we have to go to die, and we know that we do, we're not afraid. We're not afraid. We're with the martyrs who were willing to lay down their life for Jesus. They longed for it. They wanted to be put to death. They were the biggest fools if Jesus didn't rise from the dead, but they knew that he had risen. And so you have St. Lawrence, perhaps you know St. Lawrence, who was put on the grill to be fried in front of the whole crowd. And as his body was frying, he had such a hope and a joy for heaven. He said, "You can turn me over, I'm done on this side." He was looking for heaven. And he was right. My brothers and sisters, our bodies are holy. Even though they are weak and feeble and fail and sometimes fall into sin. But Jesus Christ has given us a reason beyond any doubt to know that these bodies, weak though that they are going to rise as well. This is why we bury our bodies and don't just scatter them to the wind or just discard them, as I said. We bury the body in a very holy way in our cemeteries because we expect that just as Jesus has risen from the dead, so too our bodies will rise from the dead. Our bodies are holy because we are associated with Christ. We are baptized into Christ. And when if Christ's body rises from the dead, so will ours. If we go with him, we stay close to him, we remain faithful to him, we will rejoice with the Blessed Mother when she saw Jesus rise from the dead. In fact, Mary herself, we know that when she passed from this life, her body rose up into the glory of heaven. You won't find the Blessed Mother's body here either, anywhere on earth, if you search the whole globe. Mary's body is in the glory of heaven. And so will all the saints. They will be in heaven. Jesus will raise up our mortal bodies that have returned to dust and bring them to heaven. Because we have associated ourselves with him, been baptized into him, and most especially here at Mass. This is why we come to Mass on Sunday. Because at Mass, we get to receive the risen body of Christ. It's his flesh that we eat in a few moments. It is the risen Christ, his body, his blood. He said, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. This is my body, which will be given up for you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood will never die. My flesh is true food. My blood is true drink." My brothers and sisters, the body of Christ is given to us today. Where is our excitement and our confidence as we go forward, as we come to receive him? We should say with all of the saints, "Alleluia." Should we say it together? Alleluia.